Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Show lined up for you today on this 13th day. This Thursday, the 13th day of August 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. Wayne Madsen is going to join us on a host of issues. Wayne Madsen Report. He also is a contributor to multiple TV, radio stations, Russia Today, you name it. Formerly worked with the National Security Agency and reports from Capitol Hill. He'll be on about a whole host of issues, including an intriguing statement he made this week that the Israeli lobby, well, one sector of it, there's different factions, the Likudnik, Benjamin Netanyahu arm, are the ones putting out the birther information. And I actually do see a few indicators of that from a few of the usual suspects. So, I want the truth. And so, I've learned to really respect the insight and information Wayne brings out, so he'll be joining us in the last hour today. And I'm not taking sides on this. I don't believe a word Obama says. I didn't believe a word Bush said. But we do have to look at all the different angles. So, we'll grill him on that and a bunch of other issues coming up. In fact, how long do we have him booked for? 45 minutes, that's perfect. I want to make sure we have plenty of time with him. Maybe we should call him and go ahead and get a full hour and see if he can be at a landline, because Wayne's a great guy. He has a tendency to do the interviews from subway trains and things. So that is coming up. And we have a surprise guest that rescheduled last week and then was set for Monday and rescheduled again today. Now, in my experience, when somebody's rescheduling, they'll just cancel if they're going to cancel. And my experience is that one of these bigwigs, they're just very busy. But I'm not holding my breath. It is a very big interview. I will leave it at that. And I want the crew to continue, even if they reschedule today. I want to, it's like you get a fish up to the boat 4 or 5 times. I want to finally get it in the boat. And we'll see if it happens today. You know, I have a goal, and that is to take a lot of phone calls and to break my compulsion to do hour-long, 2-hour-long, 3-hour-long, 4-hour-long rants, diatribes. I have another goal, and that is to actually cover the stacks of news in front of me every day. I mean, I do a decent job sometimes, but most of the time I don't, and so it's going to be an exercise in self-control. I am going to give 20-second answers, no matter how complex or how important your question or comment is, and I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. The problem is the first caller will call in with some huge breaking eyewitness news that will turn out to be absolutely accurate and massively important. But and we'll still do that some days a week where we do nothing but guest or a couple guests and then take just a few calls. And we'll still do some shows where I do nothing but take calls and then rant. But I do want to cover the news today and take your phone calls, and so I'm going to do that. So that probably means I'll just read the headlines and give a brief comment on a story and then take calls, because there's no way to get everybody on air and then cover all the news if I don't do that. So 1-800-259-9231, whatever issue you want to bring up, whatever news story, a question, a comment, you disagree with me, you agree with me. These town hall meetings, the flu situation coming up with the forced inoculations, and as they're now openly announcing in the news, and a bunch of other, I'm going to run down some of the headlines when we get back briefly, and then we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to take your phone calls for at least the next hour and a half. 1-800-259-9231. I love the different angles and directions you, the listeners, take us in. So stand by, straight ahead.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. Got Wayne Madsen joining us. A lot of important breaking information coming up in the fourth hour today. Are the birther movement financed by the right-wing Likudnik movement to put pressure on Obama from Israel? That is what he is saying, and I've learned to really respect Madsen and seen a lot of what he covers ends up to be true. So I believe that he believes he's been given this information. And he is up reporting on Capitol Hill, talking to a lot of high-powered sources. So we'll explore that coming up in the last hour today. We have a surprise guest coming up in 2.5 hours. And I'm going to try to be as calm as I can today to cover as much news as possible and to take as many as your phone calls as possible. As soon as you hear me disconnect a caller, it is your chance to call in, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I'm going to try to just read the headlines without giving any background information. Then I'm going to go to your calls. Then, starting next hour, I will start going through the top stories and fleshing them out. New jobless claims rise unexpectedly to 558,000 in the last month. retail sales unexpectedly dip. New Jersey teacher to pay $22,000 fine for four-minute conversation during class. Obama posters on government property allowed. Anti-Obama posters called vandalism. Obama has called publicly for his people to put the picture of him saying change and hope on stop signs, but if you put them on your own property, people demand they be taken down. If it's anti-Obama, that's the new freedom. Exercising First Amendment now, vandalism as corporate media attacks Obama poster contest, and the people are calling for a hate crimes investigation. Florida police say it is not a hate crime. And that's the First Amendment, as long as it's hung up in a commons area. But if they pass the hate crimes bill completely, it's passed the House and Senate, it's now in conference, and they pass the cyberbullying, it says if someone says their feelings are hurt, you are arrested. Here's the big one. We've had this congressman on before, Paul Brown. We're trying to line him up right now. Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. In this article from PrisonPlanet.com, from his quotes at a town hall meeting and interviews with newspapers, is basically identical to my analysis. And the word is they may use this in the fall or in the winter as a martial law cover story. If we get the word out, we may be able to stop them doing this. But this is really going on. This is really happening. That's coming up. Planned for guard troops on border stalls over money. So we can have troops in 140-plus countries, but we can't have them on the border. That's AP. State takes extra steps to battle flu in fall, deputizing dentist, paramedics, pharmacist to force vaccines on the public. This out of the Boston Globe. Battle erupts over plan for HIV vaccine test. County health officials turned down proposal last week. They can't find any country in the world to do this. So, of course, they go to the crime syndicate, Chicago, and even those poor people say no. I'm not bashing Chicagoans. There's a lot of great people. I have family lives up there. They're wonderful, hardworking people. They just have had the mafia running them for 100 years. And the last place, I mean, they finally try it. And even our enslaved people say no. Thank God they're getting their soul back. They're fighting spirit back. We're going to go over more of Obama's health plan. That's just some of the news I have, okay? And that dovetails with cancer viruses from dead babies in the vaccine. Yes, it's true. I'm going to go over mainstream news. Ladies and gentlemen, cancer 100 years ago was very rare and almost unknown. By the 50s, 1 in 33 died of it. It's now 1 in 2. It was 1 in 3, now it's 1 in 2. Ladies and gentlemen, this is eugenics. That's all I'm going to say. We're now going to go to your phone calls. There's some of the news coming up. Tessa in Texas, first caller. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I don't know if you've heard anything on the news about the video that's been circulating on YouTube about Sheila Jackson Lee on her cell phone at a town hall meeting. But I'm the one that shot that video. And it's it's pretty much gone viral. It was on Greta Van Susteren last night. It was on Sean Hannity last night. And it was on Fox and Friends today. And basically what happened is my friend Eddie and I went to her town hall meeting. And I started to film the footage. I do independent journalism down here in Houston. And I happened to catch her on her cell phone while my friend Tracy Miller, who's one of the Tea Party rant winners down here, was asking a question. She's a cancer survivor. And was just saying, hey, you know, I have the option to choose my health care provider, and I beat this because I had that choice. You know, how does the Obama health care plan to help people like me in the future? And right when she did that, Sheila Jackson Lee answered a cell phone call. Literally was talking on her cell phone while Tracy Miller is sitting there telling her story about how she survived cancer and was able to choose her health care provider and was completely denied, was completely ignored. It was horrible.
I would like to have you and the cancer survivor on as a 15, 20-minute guest coming up sometime, maybe tomorrow or on Sunday. That's very, very interesting. And I have seen that made national news. Just a quick question, and that is the media getting the full story that it was a cancer survivor that she was ignoring and that it was during a question, or are they just getting the fact that she was taking a phone call during questions?
They did actually have Tracy on Greta Van Susteren. She was on Fox and Friends this morning, and they are covering that she is a cancer survivor and also that Sheila Jackson Lee took the call while she was telling her story. And, I mean, I'm the one that shot the footage. I was right there. I couldn't even believe it. And, I mean, you can go to the Drudge Report. Now, actually, the footage that's on the Drudge Report was put up by someone called Christie's Clips 82. That's not me. I'm Trinity, Texas 77. That's my site. I'm the one that shot the footage, and I've got the full 9 minutes. I've got part one and part two.
Right. Where is that posted?
Oh, I'm sorry. On YouTube.
Great. Right, so they go to Trinity 77?
Trinity, Texas 77.
Yeah, I think I've seen that handle. Okay. We're going to put you on hold and get your name and number. Thank you. That's very interesting. I just want to briefly point out that with the Lloyd Doggett footage and the Congressman Castle footage, when this all started with the birther issue, and with just case after case, it is our listeners that are out there taking action, and I'm just so proud of that. Just like Ron Paul said during the campaign, half his support was coming from this radio show. That's why we're being attacked by so much COINTELPRO lying about us and trying to discredit us, just like they did with Operation Chaos with the FBI back in the 60s and 70s with other activist groups. And then a lot of people join in on the bashing of me also just because they're eaten up with jealousy because we're successfully reaching so many people and they want to keep the Patriot Movement a small little club. And that's why they radicalize themselves and get into so much stuff so they can say that they're the holy ones that are exposing all the great truths. We are in an emergency situation. Our society is imploding and falling apart. We've all got to focus on not infighting and taking action and not letting the establishment radicalize us into violence and not letting the establishment get us into racism and not letting – that goes for black groups as well. It's all meant to get us fighting with each other. We've got to come together against the New World Order. And see how great that call was with Tessa? I broke my reel, kept her on for about 3 minutes, but I really want to take a lot of your calls today. Francis in Vancouver, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted drop you a quick message here about the what's happening with the Winter Olympics in 2010 that's coming here. And it's like a microcosm.
Can you refresh my memory? I printed off two articles on Monday, mainstream headlines with the government saying martial law in Canada, Chinese-style control just like Beijing. And then I saw an article 2 weeks ago that next time England's having the Olympics, no free speech is allowed and no signs. And then another country that's having the Olympics, as they announce out in the future, no signs even in your own home, political or otherwise. In fact, I need to print those articles because it's so amazing. And I'm only interrupting because I want people to understand that they're openly announcing no more free speech worldwide. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly it. They're going to bring in, like, the London-style closed-circuit TV system, you know, state-of-the-art one, just like you mentioned in your film Terror Storm.
Yeah, face scan.
And they're going to have that all, and they're going to have checkpoints all over town. Our constitutional rights against unreasonable searches.
Yeah, they're declaring. I mean, do you happen to have those headlines? I forget which papers they were in, but it was like, for your safety, martial law in Canada. For your safety, martial law in this country. And notice it's like the World Health Organization. We're under level 6. The UN's running all the nation's response to the flu. This is international, too. They come in and tell you what to do. And the country, in exchange for having the stupid Olympics that Hitler literally brought back, he drew the rings. He drew, I mean, all of it. It's just a eugenics celebration. Stay there. I interrupted you, Francis. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the other side. Then Ryan in Kentucky, Mike in Pennsylvania, Abe in Ohio. But yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. It's just crazy.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. You better enjoy your life. You better grab a hold of it and taste it as it goes.
All those drifter days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
All right, let's go back to your calls. Francis, I went into a mini rant there. That's the kind of stuff that gets in the stack that I never even cover. I mean, and then people are telling me, oh, it's not as bad as you say. We have all these congressmen saying they're getting ready for martial law. This is real. and they just train everybody that, oh, don't worry, you'll be safe. Martial law, no free speech, no criticism anywhere in the city. Go ahead, Francis.
Well, they're going to have checkpoints and no civil rights to, like, privacy in your car, and it'll take 3 hours to do a 10-minute drive across town. But that's
a precedent-setting case. It's all fraud. Yeah. It's all lies. Yeah. They just do it. See, that? I mean, that's like airports where they train you how to be a slave. Meanwhile, it's the government staging most of the terror attacks.
The thing is, it's a kleptocracy in full blast here, because originally it was budgeted to be a $500 million Olympics. Now it's ballooned to over $10 billion. And the only excuse they made early on when it hit $5 billion was, oh, the price of construction materials has gone up because of the Chinese boom. But
no, everything is theft.
The price hasn't gone up 22,000%. They're lying.
No.
And the corporate media here is not even investigating or reporting. Everybody's accepting. You're saying, oh, yeah, it's a $10 billion-plus Olympics. That's okay. It's going to be a great two-week party, and they're going to bankrupt D.C., and that's where they're going to have to sell off water rights and hydroelectric rights.
Exactly.
He's going to get looted by these kleptocrats. I figure there's 200-300 families in this province that are just ripping the place off.
That's right. They make money on the way up and money on the way down, and I appreciate your call. And that's what's so scary, folks. We've never seen thieving at this level. But they thieve to destroy the system so that it implodes into debt to them. You understand? They get the money, and then you owe them interest on the money you give them. I mean, just like we're going to pay interest on the $23.7 trillion that we gave to the banks. And they poison our water supply and laugh at us. Great point. Amazing points. It's all absolutely true. I've seen that all in the Canadian news, and they just don't care. They just love it. Let's talk to Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. You're up there where for the last 8-9 years they have the Army running security, and they beat up any citizens that get out of line and pull 45 sidearms out on people. Regular Army, that's all part of training the slaves here, not just in Canada.
Right. I actually have something coming from New York. I work for a major cell phone carrier in the area in the state. And I had a lady call in who worked for the New York City Public Health Department, and she's an emergency responder. They had a meeting a couple weeks ago that actually scared her, and she was telling me if there's an emergency in my area or if I'm in New York, to take my identification papers with me and my family and go to the nearest school or hospital. So that validates everything you've said about vaccinations, about using schools for those.
No, they've had the fire departments and police all train since the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act to lock down cities, to shoot anyone that leaves, and to make everyone go to local schools and sports stadiums to be forcibly injected. I mean, it's an absolute public fact. They're now gearing up to do it. Now, if they don't, they try each time, and then we say no. And I don't think it's going to work this time. But they may release enough of something to actually kill a bunch of people to scare the sheep into running to do it, and then, you know, they'll die 5-10 years later of different brain degenerative disorders, cancer, viruses. I mean, it's just hell on earth, sir. You can't make it up.
And it seems like it's pretty imminent, because she seemed pretty scared enough that because of what she called in for, she needed it fixed right away, because she could be called at any moment, like it was that imminent of a threat.
Yeah, no, they only do that to train them. I mean, look, Jim Jones made his followers do Kool-Aid drills every day. And it's meant to make it scary that, you know, we're all going to kill ourselves with Kool-Aid, and they never knew. But after they did it hundreds and hundreds of times, when they finally drank the Kool-Aid, they weren't worried about it. You understand how this works?
Exactly. I follow that. I read the news every day. I'm on top of things. That's why she talked to the one person in the call center that knew exactly what was going on. So that's why I thought I'd bring it to your attention. And one last thing, August 20th, Rand Paul money bomb.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, I keep getting emails and things going, where's the news about cancer viruses? I mean, all you've got to do is go to startpage.com or Google or any of the big search engines. And all you've got to do is go to them and put in cancer viruses vaccines, and you'll get hundreds of thousands of government documents and mainstream news. I mean, I've seen probably 10 or 15 this week.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Monday through Friday, we're here live.
Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central.
And protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Love listening to Smokescreen bring in their tyranny. They're social engineers. They're farmers. They see us as subhuman, lower than cattle. They grow us like wheat. And they come with a sickle. It's even worse than that. They see us as a commodity with negative value. Wheat or corn has a value. They see us not as cheap, but as actually like a cockroach, a pest. And that's who the elite are. That's what they are. They are not the elite. I want all of you to pause. to realize that we are now not at the precipice, not at the edge. We have entered the beginning of the long battle and the war inside the New World Order. The global government is already operating. The United Nations is nothing but a vessel, a template, a front for the corporate structure. We are now living in a planetary government under an illegitimate, criminal, anti-human, parasitic, wicked world government. It has arrived. And the crackdowns on free speech, the crackdowns on families, freedoms, the shutdown of industry to drive you into submission, to bankrupt you, to make you dependent on them, has begun. And the true battle for liberty and the great test of the human spirit is now beginning. And it's a good thing, because only through adversity is our mettle tested. Only by being tested by evil does it force us to come back to reality and back to life and love and liberty and freedom, and to get on our knees and humble ourselves before the Creator of the universe. It is that simple. All right, let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Mike.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I have a question about the vaccine story that you read earlier. Do you think that they're doing the training the first responders and stuff to put a friendlier face on it?
Of course.
As opposed to military clamping down and, you know. And do you think that they'll, that's just a test to see? Because I think the Fox story was in Massachusetts.
Well, the whole world is a stage, and each of us players upon it, to paraphrase William Shakespeare. So the establishment is creating economic implosion, political strife, injecting the word race. If you don't give in to big government, you use the word socialist, you're a racist. So that's to create racism, create division, make it a racial issue. I mean, this is the racist. This is the racism. This is the tribalism. This is the divide and conquer. And then they could start riots. They could, if the media wanted to hype up a cop tasering or a cop beating any minute, they could tell people it's okay to riot, give those social signals, it would happen. They would then come in and crack down and have the public beg for it as Los Angeles or Detroit or Houston or New York burns. Or they can hype up a few thousand regular flu deaths, which they're already doing in the other hemisphere right now. All the major epidemiologists and virologists and doctors we talk to, except for Nyman, one of them, but the vast majority say it's total hype, total baloney, genetically engineered, deadly, that the flu isn't deadly, but the shots are deadly, and that it's all a big pharma takeover. I mean, that's mainstream news. And so, yes, they're going to have the local nurse, the local cop, backed up by the National Guard and the Army, swinging around the heavy 50s. And this is what they've been training for decades, quietly, and they have NORTHCOM in place. So, yes.
All right. Well, answered my question pretty well. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Mike. But it doesn't mean they're going to get away with it this time. They cry wolf on purpose. They put their assets in place. They come in. They scare people. And it multifaceted engages in a psyop at a multifaceted level, multi-layered level. It conditions the police and the military and the local constabulary to go under federal and international control under Level 6 World Health Organization UN rules. That way, when the real event happens down the road, this may be it, we don't know, then they'll go along with it because they've been drilled to do it. And the public's been drilled, the public's been conditioned, the public's been scared into submission to go along with this. And then at the same time, whenever we get up and resist it and say, no, don't take the shots, you don't have to take the shots, it's grown on dead fetal tissue, it's got cancer viruses in it, and then the pandemic doesn't come, even though they've announced a level 6 4 months ago, then when it doesn't materialize, we get the blame, and the media doubles back and says, we never said there would be an emergency. We never said there'd be martial law. This crazy man, Alex Jones, says it. They actually put that in the news. When all I'm doing is reading to you from the newspapers as they're saying it, going, this is how the PSYOP works. So see, there's, because the public is mesmerized or in a trance, literally, the brainwave patterns show that in major studies, we've gone over them, the public from watching so much TV is in a lower state of consciousness. And I don't mean that in some new age term. I mean actual brainwaves. They're asleep. People say their eyes are glazed over. They are. They're in a trance. That's why when you do something out of the ordinary or do something that they're not accustomed to seeing, you'll see them become shocked. I mean, when I dressed up in a Joker outfit last week to promote this contest and got out of my car to a group of three police cars with four policemen, they looked stunned and scared and freaked out because they were in a form of mind control under the television and the culture, never expecting to see something like that except on television. But their subconscious mind saw it as real because of watching these different films. Then when they saw me step out of the car out of nowhere, it really freaked them out. And see, for a minute, they were no longer in a trance. And that's what I did it for, was to break people out of their trance. I'm learning more and more about how the enemy operates, but I'm using their own systems to try to unlock people. Not to believe in what I believe. If you notice, I just show you how they operate and how their tricks work, so you can see it for yourself, and then that's prima facie, absolute firsthand evidence for you. When you find out they're lying, when you find out they're trying to hypnotize you, when you find out the flicker right on the TV in government patents is designed to do it, when you find out the info babe talking in a certain cadence is designed to do this, they are trained to do this. We are all in this together under attack from the globalists. Abe in Ohio, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
All right, well, I was calling because you've talked about the federalization at the local level, and our newly elected sheriff in our county here, I wanted to go in and have a talk with him because he's, like, not high-ranking military, but he was definitely, like, a lieutenant in the military.
Yeah, they're all former military, and I say all, almost all, former military, former FBI, former DEA. They've quietly taken everything over. Then they get to control the local drug routes, bust who doesn't pay the cut, support those that do pay the cut. They get to shake down the citizens. It is a business. These men are farmers. They are growing us. They are milking us. Go ahead.
Well, I went in and talked to him, and I'm just like, I don't want to name his name, but I'm just like, so under martial law, like if it does happen, because, I mean, President Bush signed an executive order under any national emergency, martial law, and it still stands today under Obama, what are you going to do if the president has a blacklist or, an execution list or a detainee list? And he just kind of laughed at me like I was kind of crazy. And he's just like, well, if you're asking me if martial law is induced, by all means, I'm going along with the president's orders. So I just kind of want
to... Yeah, but see,
that.
But see, that's double think. He's laughing at you, even though he knows guaranteed all about this. See, I mean, they'll laugh. The Nazis would laugh as they sat there shooting people in the back of the head. They would laugh at them begging. It's all real funny how they've stolen everything and gang-raped the Republic.
He's also got 5 or 6 new cruisers. He got a brand-new cruiser for himself. Like, he hired something like 10 new county sheriffs, or not county deputies. It's getting pretty nuts.
Yeah, Homeland Security funded all that.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. It's
which
crazy.
Which is bank rape security. This is so the banks can just absolutely gut us, break our back. They're killing America. And these guys line up. They all got American flags on their walls. They enjoy the club. They enjoy the coke and heroin money. Again, they have to make the drugs illegal so they can control the black market and make the profit. It is elementary. I tell everybody, the young people, do not use drugs. You want to defeat the New World Order? Don't use any of it. Legal, illegal, prescriptions, cigarettes, none of it. None of it. Do not use their product. And don't put your kids in their government camps where they push the drugs on them. Don't use any of it. You want to stop them? Don't use any of it. It's not cool. It's how they enslave you. Go ahead.
Well, that's also the reason why they are saying for the, like, pickup and cops, the number of cops and new cruisers, because there's been a huge flux of heroin in our area.
Of course. I mean, the BBC admits, but then says, but it's, they, you know, the British and U.S. forces have to guard the poppies, and yes, it's up more than 12-fold now. It was 8-fold. Now it's 12-fold what it was. Record opium being turned into heroin, flooding the world, but they have to guard it because they said if they don't guard it, the Taliban will come in and take over and sell it. So the government has to guard it and let the farmers sell it, or the Taliban because that's how they get the people on their side. Folks, the Taliban works for the New World Order. I appreciate your call. It's just so sick. It's so sick. Young people, I know Hollywood and Pulp Fiction and all these movies, they make drugs cool, then you use it, and there's money involved, and it's radical, and it's avant-garde, and it's taboo, and, you know, you're at the party, and the older kids invite you in to snort the cocaine. Do not use it. You are crushing the enemy when you don't use their filth. Don't use these fat-bellied cops' drugs. You understand me? Don't use these fat-bellied CIA murdering bastards' drugs. You understand me? Because it isn't enough for these murderers now. Now all the DynCorp and the Halliburtons, and it's in federal filings. The FBI's now going after XE Blackwater for taking the little girls, and they're flying them around in the world. See what you government people done? You go ahead and you accept shipping the drugs in, which you set up the CIA out of Yale to do, because it's admitted Skull and Bones was founded with the opium money in 1834. That's how they run this whole thing. The British East India Company had a monopoly on that. They lost their monopoly in the 20s, so they made it illegal so they could have the monopoly again. That's right. The opium importers had a monopoly in the U.S., and they lost it by the 20s because of transportation and expanded shipping lines. So they just made it illegal so that only they could ship it in and make even more profits. It's elementary, my dear Watson. And Skull and Bones at Yale was founded off the opium money. That's mainline ABC News, throwing it in your face. Do not use any of it. Don't use any of their drugs. None of them! Don't take their filthy Prozac. Don't take their filthy Ritalin. Don't take their filthy vaccines. Don't snort their filthy cocaine. Don't inject their filthy heroin. Don't take any of it. And I know George Washington grew marijuana and smoked it and for stomach aches and sold it to the local apothecaries. That's the local drugstores. But it doesn't matter. That stuff is clearly abused and overused by people. There's zombies walking around, and 87% of drug users only use that, so they use it to get you in their system. Don't use it either. Break their back. Break their back. Don't use any of their trash. Quit drinking their alcohol, all of it. You want to go to the hill country or wherever you live and buy some local wine or something and support local people, that's different. Don't use their big corporate brands. None of it! Never, 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 never. I'm talking to the 12 and 13-year-olds listening. You're going to end up being the cool person in your school when you say, I'm not going to use that government product. They ship that in. Oh, you filth. Let's go ahead and talk to KJ in Florida.
Alex, great show. Thank you very much. I also could add a point to your last point there. A neighbor of mine was on alcohol and drugs and got so much into his brain he just killed himself, you know. So there's an example there for the kids. I wanted to bring up some good news to add to what you and Steve Quayle were talking about yesterday. If enough people get down and repent, you know, great things can happen. I can give you some examples. You probably know the story about Lepanto, that big naval upset, the Christians over the Turks back
yes.
in 1571. The Pope, actually, at the time, he asked people to say the rosary. They had a rosary crusade going back then. There's actually one going on right now. A certain order in the church is asking people to get down on their knees and say the rosary. Have you seen the picture in Hiroshima where there was one building survived. It was about 8 blocks from ground zero. And there was 4 priests in there who were completely unscathed, no radiation burns, nothing. Have you seen that picture?
Yes, with the church cross on top.
Survived. No, they've been examined by like 250 scientists, and the scientists couldn't come up with an answer. You know, and these guys, the priest said, "Hey, we just said the rosary every day. We follow the message of Fatima, the Blessed Mother asked us to do." So, that's all I wanted to tell you about today. So,
all right, I appreciate your call, KJ. Good to hear from you, Thomas, Blake, Michael, Thomas, and others. Your calls are coming up, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're doing pretty good, but now I'm really going to start blitzing your calls. 1 minute apiece. When we come back, so you can get your points out. That's how we get this real variety, spin the wheel. All these different ideas, topics, angles coming up. Never know what you'll hear next, and it's all thought-provoking, and that's the key. Breaking your conditioning, getting outside the box. Stay with us.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Martial law. You got two brain cells to rub together, and you've studied history and you've studied NORTHCOM and what they've been setting up. We're already under world government control. The UN and private corporations have fully bankrupted the country by design. They're just bankrupting us even more now. putting a paramilitary police around us, and they are going to treat us something fierce. They are going to give us some really cruel treatment. And I got news for the local constabulary. We're sick of your drug dealing. We're sick of all your corruption. It's over. It's over. And all I hope for is that no matter what happens to me in this, that the scum is brought to justice. I can't believe how far this country's fallen. But we got a bunch of sleep at the switch public who's sucking their thumbs and not aware of what's going on in the world. All right, I'm going back to Blake, Michael, Nicholas, John, Doug, and others. Here in just a moment, I do just want to add to listeners that we do have in the black T-shirts, the white T-shirts, with fascist, Infowars.com, and New World Order under the Obama Joker face. They are in. They are shipping out. And the establishment says it's evil and bad to lampoon him in any way and that it's wrong. Well, just on the face of that, we're all forced to wear these shirts now just as a protest. And I'm going to be wearing mine when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 1 hour and 4 minutes. The last 2 hours today. So order your Obama fascist Joker shirts, Infowars.com shirts. They have In the Fed on the back, Wake Up Before It's Too Late on the back, Stop the Criminal. 8 different variants of black and white T-shirts that have the Joker, the iconic Joker image. And I did want to take some time out, too, to thank everybody and for the, I haven't counted, it's probably 60, 70, 80, I don't know, page after page at contest@Infowars.com. All the different videos we've been sent. And then I found other contest videos that haven't been sent to us yet. So I don't know if folks have just heard about the contest but haven't seen the email. Seems like there's folks out there doing the contest who haven't really read the contest because they're not doing it exactly right. Or, I don't know, I get blamed for now. The original socialist signs that are all over L.A., we did not start this campaign. We never claimed we started this campaign. Good job to whoever did. But there's people hanging up Obama as Hitler. That's actually Lyndon LaRouge doing that. They put a Hitler mustache on him. That's his First Amendment right. I think it's pretty accurate in a lot of respects, but I'm getting blamed for that now. Look, let's go ahead and put one out. In fact, let's go ahead and put one out of him as Hitler, because if I'm going to get the blame, I might as well. I mean, okay, you say I did it. Okay, let's put a Hitler. In fact, let's put a Obama Hitler T-shirt out, because I have a right as a U.S. citizen to expose this guy. I exposed George Bush, and I did put images of him as Hitler out because he was Hitlerian, and I'm going to put an Obama Hitler out. You don't like the Obama Joker? You're going to blame me for the Obama Hitler? That's it. I'm putting an Obama Hitler flyer out. You want something really offensive? You can't handle him as a joker, as a criminal? How about as Hitler? He did expand the funding and re-unfreeze the funding to kill black babies in Africa with forced abortion. And in China, that's a fact. He does have a White House science czar that says kill the majority of the public. Does say poison the water. So good. I didn't put the Hitler-Obama poster out, but I am now. You think it gets to me criticizing me and threatening me? That only makes me get up earlier in the morning. That only puts a spring in my step. Because I'm a fighter, and the American people are fighters, and we're awake now! Yeah!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.